Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this last day of April 2024. And I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. And we are in the book of Mark. Today I'm reading from Mark chapter 12, verses 1 through 17 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. He began to teach them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a pit for the winepress, built a tower, rented it out to a farmer, and went into another country. When it was time, he sent a servant to the farmer to get from the farmer his share of the fruit of the vineyard. They took him, beat him, and sent him away empty. Again, he sent another servant to them, and they threw stones at him, wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully treated. Again, he sent another, and they killed him and many others, beating some and killing some. Therefore, still having one, his beloved son, he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those farmers said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." They took him, killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the farmers and will give the vineyard to others. Haven't you even read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected was made the head of the corner. This was from the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. From Psalm 118, 22 and 23. They tried to seize him, but they feared the multitude, for they perceived that he spoke the parable against them. They left him and went away. They sent some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to him that they might trap him with words. When they had come, they asked him, "Teacher, we know that you are honest and don't defer to anyone, for you aren't partial to anyone, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give?" But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, "Why do you test me? Bring me a denarius that I may see it." They brought it. He said to them, Whose is this image and inscription?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus answered him, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's." They marveled greatly at him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I want to marvel greatly at you. And in this case, they're marveling at your intelligence and your ability to answer a question without answering a question. It was quite clever. But I love how if we go backwards to Mark chapter 11, we see you asking the Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes all these questions. Well, actually just one question about where did John come from? And then the very next story is this story that you tell about the farmer or the owner and the vineyard and the sending all the things. And of course, this is just a retelling of the Old Testament, sending prophets and people and lawyers and all sorts of people to the people of God. And they kept stoning them and messing with them and hurting the prophets. And then, of course, sending of the son, and the people ended up killing that son. And this is just a foreshadowing of what's going to happen. And Lord, they really did want to destroy you. Some passages talk about that it was jealousy that caused them to destroy. It was jealousy, not necessarily, at least this is what I'm thinking right now. I've read this a lot, or I've been thinking about this a lot, like maybe not jealousy of your powers and abilities, but jealousy of the crowds that were following. And this had just come on the heels of the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And so imagine that they were feeling like their grip over the crowds was lessening and that you had more grip over the crowds, because everyone kept marveling and everyone kept getting healed and everyone kept rising from the dead and all sorts of crazy things that you were doing. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be better vineyard workers, that when we see the sun come, that we welcome that son as the rightful heir, that we would welcome you into our lives, welcome you into our hearts, welcome you into our business, and that we would just honor you with the honor that is due you. Lord, we hear a lot about leaders telling us to honor them, but really, Lord, it's about us honoring you. And honor is not something that we have to prescribe. It's something that is derived. In other words, we honor those who are honorable. And you are the most honorable of all. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. We revere you. We do all that, live our lives for you. And I thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I do pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Feel free to pass it on to someone who might benefit from it. I would really appreciate it.